немножко. Okay, so the Olam has been learning the sugyas of Giluach Vashchosa Pasa Zokin, correct? Yeah. Okay, so after the Shmaya, I was asked, Ashokoyach, for the Azmona to give a share on this tremendous topic, tremendous noisei, which involves potentially so many lavin deraisa, or of course a tar is so many lavin, and it's a discussion with the final result is to be discussing Linyonenu, which is shavers, but so many poiskim discuss this in, on both sides. So I'm coming here to discuss the shoroshim and to develop it, to understand what the machlekes is about, and then we can go further in understanding those which are so many that are noyeg to use shavers, how to approach that in a practical way. So after the Shmaya, and I'm not coming, of course, to Mechriya Bein Harim, just to present the tzadim, and everyone will understand. So after the Shmaya, Hashem should help. We should say it the way it's that should be clear and Lamita Shel Torah. The Mishnah we know the Makis Daf Chav. I just want to say that the binyan of the Shia is going to be. We'll discuss the sugya, and after the sugya, to this go from there. That bedafka to the shita's ha'oisrim, not because I'm pushing that side, but because that'll be the most clear in developing, understanding properly in light of that what the matirim are holding. Okay, so that's what's going to be here, oisrim, and I'm going to say it, and you know, exactly the oisrim hold, why the asin, maybe you'll hear it stark, and then maybe hear the matirim, and then go to some practical psiyata d'shmaya. Okay, the Mishnah says on the Afchav that someone is mashkes pas ziknoi, he's chayiv, and the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah discusses the different sides. It could be five lavin minimum, going to how many, all the five corners. And the Mishnah says he's chayiv when you take it betar. Shitas chacham, shita lahalacha. Ein chayiv at sheitlenu betar. A tar is a razor. Where does that come from? Tar? Does it say tar anywhere in the Torah? The Indian ashkasas pas zake does not. Nowhere. The Gemara darshens this. And it says, "I might pass kan lo yigalechu. You should not cut. You should not shear the corners of the face of the zakein. I might think even mimispirayim that use a scissor, you would be chayav tamalam aloy sashchis. What does that mean?" Says the Ravan, "It means that mispirayim are not mashchis. Scissors don't destroy. She'ein choit kan seyor bitzad ikur ketar. Does not cut a hair at the root or the side of the root like a tar does. Okay, that's why Mesperaim is okay. Eloi Sashkis, if the lav is only to destroy, what would be if you take a Malakit Malakit Verhitni? Malakit Verhitni, there's two Beirim and Rishonim, two very big nafkimina, a big nafkimina between them. The Pashtus is what the Ravan we have in front of us says, a Malakit Verhitni was, let's say, a plane, let's say a sander or something like that had a sharp edge. And that was be a way of if a person would rub it on the face, that would be able to take off the hair as well. Might be that's mashkas. That for sure gets the tzad of ikr. So the reason why that's mutter, says the Gemara, no. A malak of itri is not chayv because it says lo yigalechu. You need giluach sheyesh boi hashchasa. You need a giluach, which is mashkas. Not just a mashkas, not just a megaleach. A mesperaim is megaleach, not mashkes. A malak of it is mashkes, not megaleach. What is the final? What is the criteria? What qualifies for that? Ivarim is a tar. That's where it comes from. Not because it says tar in the Torah. Like this week's parsha by a nazir, it says tar. It does not say tar. It says beferish, nothing to do with tar. You need a mashkes, you need a megaleach. That's what the Gemara says. Now, that the pshat of a malakat v'rehitni, which is not migaleach, according to the Ravan, is not derech legaleach. It works, but it's not the derech. So don't take a sander and their face and start rubbing their face with a sand. You don't do that. As the Gemara says, the Rambam in Pesach Mishnayis learns, and other Rishonim learn that it doesn't cut like without mashkas in the cutting way. It is toilet shit from the shayrus. It's like a tweezer would. Pull it out. It doesn't cut it down. It pulls it. It's a different type of a pu'ula. That's okay. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, so now we have a chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on a really, if you look in the Beis Yosef, it's based on a Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Beis. It's based on the Rosh as well in Makis. And that is, and also he says a Rambam. The Rambam is a very big disputed what he holds with this, is the Musag of Misperaim Ke'entar. Nayazach comes onto the scene, not a Misperaim, not a Merakiv Hitni, not a Tar, a Misperaim Ke'entar. Misperaim Ke'entar says the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei Aleph is Mutter also on the face. Where it comes from, it's amazing. Where it came out of the Gemara doesn't talk about it. It's a Tosfos, it's a Diyuk from a Sugya Nazir. It's very chashuv a Tosfos. He said this like a Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Beis. We'll get to that and momentarily more. What is this Misperaim Kaintar? It says it's Misperaim, it's a sizzle like a tar. Is it a tar? Is it not a tar? What does it do? And the shaila is, the soidis dika shaila is a misperaim ke'ein tar, something that does the exact same effect like a tar. A tar is mashkos, we saw. Mashkos means it gets to tzad ikr, says the Rivan. Gets to the shosh. Is a misperaim ke'ein tar, does the same thing, but it's not a tar. It's a misperaim, it's a scissor, it's not a tar. Is that why misperaim ke'ein tar is mutter? Or is a misperayim ke'ein tar with a dogosh on the chof? It's ke'ein tar. Ke'ein tar. It's not mamish a tar, but it's doimit to a tar. If it's be a tar, then it wouldn't. Then that wouldn't be mut. It's ke'ein. It's similar to a tar. That's a very fundamental question that we have to understand for this sugya. So there we have what seems to be a machlokes rishonim. Or just quote a few rishonim. And this is very important for our noise. The word Misperaim Kentar comes up numerous times in the Sugya and Nazir. The Sugya and Nazir, which is really starting from a Tesamid Beis and on and off for what's needed to Mem Aleph Amid Beis, is actually, if you really want to get to the crux of the issue, well, I don't think we have time now, because if you didn't see the Gemara, it gets a bit too tedious and nitty gritty. If you didn't see the Gemara, perhaps you did. But we can bring it to Lashonis. The Gemara talks here also Kein Tar by a Nazir and by a Metzairah. That's what it's talking about, by Levim. And the word Ke'ein Tar, when it comes up, Rashi explains it on Daf Mem Amid Aleph, that the word Ke'ein Tar, at the end of Dibur Maskal V'Haksiv Tar, he says there, B'Samuch Eina Megaleach Ela B'Tar. Is that Rashi? Sorry, no, further down, Ela Ke'ein Tar, Dibur Maskal Ela Ke'ein Tar, says Rashi, Kolam Avirin Samuch Le'ikron. Ke'ein Tar goes close to the Ikr. Goes close, but not Mamish. So Rashi says, Samuch Le'ikron. As well, on the Sugya, on Daf Nun Chesam Ebeiz, which is talking about taking off Sar and the rest of the Guf, let's say the Beis HaShechi, which the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara says Ke'ein Tar is Mutter. You cannot remove that the hair of Beis HaShechi with a tar, but with Ke'ein Tar it's Mutter. What does Ke'ein Tar mean? Says Rashi, Shagoyzis b'misperayim b'samuch lebasar Ke'ein Tar, close to the flesh Ke'ein Tar. So it seems from Rashi that, especially Rashi Naf Mem, that it's going close to the basar or up onto the basar like a tar. A tar is mashkes. A ke'ein tar seems to look like a tar. You cut down straight until the face. Straight down. But it's not mamish the same thing, which is mistaber. You want to avoid la'yil bashgev simlas isha. If it's going to be the exact same effect, who cares what you cut it off with, right? You can cut it off with anything, as long as it looks the same. L'chayr. If you say it's samach labas, it's not mamish the same effect. It's a little bit of a difference. So you say it's not la'yil bash. But that's what Rashi learns, is with samuch lebasar, samuch leikron, but not ikron mamash. As well, Tosfos there in Nazir, Tosfos in Nazir says, in Shavuos Daf Beis, that is, when he's talking about the Peis HaRosh over here, and that's the makar, that on the head over here, you're not allowed to cut Misperaim Ke'ein Tar. Misperaim Ke'ein Tar is asud. In that discussion, I ain't shown the details, in that discussion, Tosfos says at one point, he wants the first aser here. Then he says, you know what? Maybe it's mutter. Maybe you could take Misperaim Ke'ein Tar and cut the hair off that way. However, he says, for sure, malakit v'ritin is aser. Malakit v'ritin, he says, that tool, that plane, that sander, whatever that exactly is, that's for sure aser. Misparayim kein tar, maybe not, it comes out asr, but he deals with it. Where do you get that from? It says, like, sakifu pa'as v'shechem. Do not be makif it. Do not make it rounded out. What's the difference what you use? You could use cream, you could use a shaver, you could use a razor, you could use a scissor, whatever gets the job done, that it's mukaf. So Tosis says, malakit v'rehitni, as you sand it down, pashut, that's the lav. You're makif. Ke'en tar, yeah, no, asr. Proves it asr, ayin shom. So you see also from Tosis that he clearly made a difference between malakit v'rehitni, which is mashchis, and mesparim ke'en tar. Okay, so therefore we're seeing from the Rishonim, it's mashchis, from the Gemara, daf nun chesem bebeis with the Yilbash, that mesparim ke'en tar means it's like a tar, but it's not mamash a tar. It's samach labasar, but it's not by the ikr. That's what will be mashchis from Rashi. And from the Tosfos, also much like a rush like that. On the other hand, and this is a very important maramakim, extremely important maramakim. Without this maramakim, things would seem to be almost like a non-starter shayla. The Tosfos here in Oz as well learns it differently. And of Mem Amid Beis, Tosfos learns that is a Mem Adaf Mem Amid Aleph, and Dibra Masl Amar Av Chizda says Tosfos Bitar. He says, "El ema ke'ein tar she'oiker hasar u'mashchise meikare." Fairish. A ke'ein tar is mashchis like a tar. The effect is the same. The way you do it is not the same, but the effect is the exact same thing. That's what Tosfos says. Incredible Tosfos. Tosfos says that misparim ke'ein tar means it depends how you do it. What you accomplish is the same. A tar is a razor. A misparim ke'ein tar is a scissor. Even though you got to the same point, it's mutter, because that's misparim ke'ein tar. It seems to be machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's not Rashi in Masechta Nedarim. It might actually be the Rivan, I saw, and which would go well to what he says in Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, and Makis, that misparim is mashkes b'tzad the ikr, and we know that misparim is including misparim ke'ein tar. So now we know that misparim ke'ein tar is going to be the fi the Rivan, close but not mamish. The fi, that's what Rashi here. The fi Tosfos. The fi the Mashmoys of the Gemara and Nazir Daf Nun Chesam at Beis. And Tosfos on the other side said no. A misparim ke'ein tar is mashkes down to the root. Down to the root. Still mutter. This is scissor. Okay, so what? Now we're just going to say what the poskim say on the shaila, and then we're going to go to our sugya. What the poskim?
There's also a mitzvah.
Yeah.
It says that it's also our sign.
The Ritva says he's talking about when he brings the Rishon not to use the bottom of the scissor, that Ritva. He said there's a Musa Gemara sign, and the truth is, the Ritva wasn't making it to this point of the Marasayan. There is also a Moshe, there's a Nigus Moshe which learns. He's talking about a different sugya when he has a tshuva on Shetels. So he talks over there in Marasayan, not that's where he's right into the Shoyel. So one of the places he says is that if you can tell me it's Marasayan, the Shoyel wanted to ask his wife from wearing a Shaitel. That was the. So he says, listen, Misparayim Ke'ein Tar is also Marasayan. Because people don't know if you use a Tar or if you use Misparayim Ke'ein Tar, because it looks the same. See, Moshe also seems to be saying that it looks the same. And he says, and so he said, if you want to ask your wife to use a shaitel, so you shouldn't shave. Told him, you know, said, make up your mind. Do it right. So now, it says the poiskim. What's the nusach of the poiskim that we have? Well, the shach, or actually the bach here, the bach in Kuf Pei Aleph, he says, why is misparayim mutter, even when it's misparayim ke'ein tar? He says, "Misparayim ke'ein tar is mutter mipnei." Misparayim ke'ein tar deleka hashchasa la'ari beik krov v'shori afil lechatchila. On his bar, Yerushalayim should be machmir. It's a different earlier bach, but he says that it's not mashkes. He says misparayim ke'ein tar is not mashkes. It sounds like he's not going like that Tosfos. It sounds like the shach. Now the preacher here has brought that says the difference that a misparim ke'ein tar, there's nothing left. Klal u'klal. With mashkes, that's mashkes, but it's not a raya. It's not. It says nothing's left. Klal u'klal doesn't mean that you got to the root. It means that the space is smooth, but there could be still little and the word is stubble, or this little bit growing that's not yet even being able to be typhus it. It's not grabbable. There could be something's there. It could be smooth. It's not a rye when nothing's left and the face is smooth that it means that you got to the root. But the shach as well here in our halacha says that ke'ein tarsha goizes b'misparayim samuch lebasar ke'ein tar. That sounds like Lashi's Lashon. Samuch lebasar, like a tar. Up to the flesh, perhaps you mean to him. But another meaning, out to the root. And the Chachos Adam as well uses this Lashon of Samuch lebasar. Samuch lebasar. No one's quoting, I haven't yet seen in the Poiskim.
It says,
Ein maniach
sasser.
Ein maniach sasser. Right. Right.
Nothing.
But does that mean that you got to the root? It's questionable. I'm not saying this is vaday, but if you just read the shach, I'm asking. If you read the shach, if you read the
what's not mean of the root then? Like there's not even ktsaseh, you didn't get to the root.
Okay, let's see. But that shach. It says mispara. If Rashi who says you get ktsad ik, he goes.
The way Rashi describes tar is btsad ik. It doesn't say
okay, so what does betzad mean? We can speculate. That's a definitely debatable lashon. I know the lashon of Rashi. So now it could be the shach means that you cut it smooth like taisus, and that's really where we're going to get now into the achrenim now. The poiskim, we're going to go a little bit chronological order. We're going to bring first from the chsam sefer and the tshuva from the in the noidib Yehuda, but from his son Shmuel, and then we'll go into the haintig poiskim. Understand over here a little bit more. Like I said, we'll start with the ice cream based on what we're saying, and then we'll understand more the tzatabi matter. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, a few tshuvas. He's quite machmir away from Klali. He says that the noyeg to be like the shita that misbarim kein tar is also even on the face. There's a few shaylim like that. He said that they go like that shita, and therefore they use only sam. They shave their beards, a lot of them, but it wasn't as if it was a. It says the Chassam Sofer in the tshuva in Archaim Kufnun Dalit. And Dibba Maschel for Omnom, in the Ferish, he says, and this is based with Sugar. We said you need two criteria to be us on the face. If it's Mashkes and it's Derech to be Megaleach. Right? So if you have any Kli, which is Mashkes and Derech to be Megaleach like that, it should be Aser. And in fact, the Chassam Sofer says there, he says, he's talking about a Zug, like a tweezer, something, and pulling out, if he said, Ir Neima, the Cyrus Hanesharim, Acha Giluach Azug. Either zug is a scissor or a zug is a tweezer. It's one of the two. If you're going to tell me that after pulling out with this tweezer, whatever's left, if you say that's command the lesser, meaning you accomplished as much as you can go, hari hishchis, that's hishchis. If nothing's left, whatever's called nothing, whatever you want to call it, there's all these shiurim, whatever is called hishchis, if the zug accomplished that, that is hishchis. V'hainu betar. He's calling that, that's a tar. That's a tar, he says. Ah, it's not a tar, it's a zug. He says, why? V'hainu betar v'loy b'misparayim. Loy b'misparayim ke'ein tar, el a tar mamish. He says, don't tell me that you're going to use a misparayim, a zug, and tell me that if you're mashchis the sar, that's misparayim ke'ein tar. V'adanesht. He says, if you're mashchis the sar, that's tar mamish. Shari gilach v'hishchis. Where the galashim from Chassam Sofer? Gilach Vishkas. It sounds like to me, if we would get, like I said, we're talking about the poiskim, that he would take a shaver. If a shaver is mashkas, which there's nothing left, l'chayr, after a shaver, he would say, that's not a misparayim kein tar, that's a tar mamish, shari gilach v'hishkas. Right? Reading the Chassam Sofer, you know, just taking back, that's l'chayr, it sounds like the Chassam Sofer wouldn't be very happy about using a shaver. Let's put it that way. Definitely wouldn't put his, you know, baskamas or bahechsher. He wouldn't put his hechsher on it. I mean, it sounds like he would answer it. That's what he says. Now, one more maramakim. Like I said, it's going to keep on going this way for a few minutes still. Don't worry about it. Or do worry about it. I said, I'm not taking sides. Huh?
If the shaver goes to the root.
If the shaver goes to now. Whatever he says, he's talking about over here. They had a patent in those days. There was a big discussion in that time that what they should do is cut down the hair very close, very, very close, and then it's not a shear anymore. Not a shear where there's an iser ashkasa satar, because the shoya wanted to say you're only over when you use a tar, if you cut what's a shear over here. If it's here, if it's a little stubble, nothing there, and you use the razor when it's still at early stage, you're not oivel. Chiddush that you want to be mamzi. Then the Yehuda talks about it, the Chamsav talked about it. So he said, I have a great idea. Take a scissor, cut down as much as you could, and then use a razor. Gewaldig idea. So he says, if what you took off with the scissor in the first place is not anymore the shear, that's already your ashchasa. So he says, see what I'm saying? With a scissor. Even with a scissor. He said, if you cut with a scissor, remember some cipher that's saying straight. If you take a scissor and you cut down till what's called nothing, a shear which is asr, that's ashchasa.
It's my mate. Yeah.
Huh?
What's came down?
So Kain Tar would mean that some service, first of all, the Rambam, the shear is, let's say he would hold, again, not that we hold in this point, we don't know some service, he holds it's a shear even, the Rambam, that's mashma, that if you cut down the here till you can't bend it over anymore, that's called Kain Tar. Big chumra, we don't go, if we go like that, everybody's in trouble. No shine, even if he's a clipper, even if you, it's, I'm asking. I'm not talking about too much because the Chasam Sofer Shita, and it's like I said, is so much more machmir than anything. Then that's not what the shear of a sar is. That we're not. I want to put it down too much because it's bechlal not on the horizon of even the machmirim didn't bring in that point in that way. But the point of how you go about the sugya, that part is still neutral. He's saying if you're mashkes, that's kiluach vashchasa. What's kobus b'ayim keintar is a very chumadik shir. He's bechlal says keintar in the faces wants to go. That's our minig la'aser. Say that we don't go like that. That's not even like a nidin for us. But the yisoid he says mashkes b'ayim keintar is not a case when it's the derech lahashkes. It is that you take a zug and it's kiluach vashchas. Why is it better?
Yeah,
because it's what? It's not a tweezer is toilish. It's not giluach. If that person takes a tweezer and pulls out every hair, l'chayra, there was not. Right. Oh, so let's say a person takes cream that burns out. They used to have that. The Maisa, some wanted to say that cream is us, but Maisa, we paskin lahatir for sure. It burns. Yeah. It burns out the roots. So you take a wax strip, that way put it on and pull the wax, it'll rip out from the root. So says the Noi de Bihuda, the Benoi. Simon Pei Aleph and Tanyana Simon Pei Aleph, he's talking about using a certain stone. They had a stone that was imported from England, he says, was called Oyrim Pagamunta, I don't know what that is. And it was a certain stone that had little edges on it, and when you put it along the face, it would grab the hairs and pull it out. It would be mashkes. He said it has chidudim, hatoifsim asiris v'choitchim asam. He said, I watched the goyim do it. He said, it's an isser gomer. It's mamish kentar, it's a stone. Somewhat a stone. It's a tar mamish. Why? Because these stones cut well, and it says the following words. Saif saif choytich asas somach le'ikron ube'ayraisa le'nemar tar shel barzel dafka. Doesn't say you have to use a metal razor. Kol shemigaleya el kol shemigaleyach v'choytich asare somach le'ikron la'afuke misparayim, which is not somach le'ikron. Giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa mikri. Have you ma'isa tar v'osim edoy raisa? Oh, so lift and cut. So we're going to get to the practicals in the right approach soon. So, you know, reading, I'm saying, going from the sugya up, working your way down, you know, misparayim kein tar means you cut in a similar way to a tar, but not like a tar. If you're going to cut, you have the same effect as a tar, and use a kli, which is the derech to use it, and it gets the same effect as a tar, it's a tar. Says the Neid Behuda, L'chayr, Asim in HaTayra, says the Chsam Sofer, Asim in HaTayra, comes the Paiskim, comes the later Paiskim, says Rav Osner, Marshall, and there's a list of the Gdoyle, they called Gdoyle Et Yisrael, people say Et Yisrael de Kechumris, you know, people say, Et Yisrael, the very Machmir. And I'm talking about in this particular point, you read Rav Osner, and you know, it flows very well. Chedek Dal and Simmons had the Gzayim. Says Rav Osner, a person in a short, pretty relatively short Shuvah, I don't see the Shiloh. He says, you read the Gemara, it says anything which is a derech to be migaleach with it is going to, and mashkes is going to be aser. This is the derech to be migaleach with it, it's mashkes, it's aser. He writes there, I went to the Chazanish was Yidua that he asked it. So he says, I sat with the Chazanish, like many, many things that he sat with. He says, Ben Inni Lechidas Chazanish, Zatzal, Hayli Maso Matan Ba'alochim Chazanish. He said, at one time talked about this, Mechashela, as he called it, of the shavers, V'apasha be'enov l'iser ma'oisam tamishas karti l'maylo dahainu shita sarivan v'shari shayim soif makis v'loy mechumar be'alma l'mikar adin. Dav yedua mikol sviv of shaloi that he was very against that soif yomav, that he held that mamish tarivan a misperayim which cuts but tzada ikar is asur. That wasn't right. And a few chews afterwards, he just repeats this, people write back to him and forth, and he says, a razor cuts down to the shayrish, well, what would be the hetter? The Minchas Yitzchak and Chelik Dalet Kofiud Gimel, I think, he tries, he says, I'm working to find study hetter. He says, I know people do it. Now, by the way, shavers came out, if you want, there's a sefer called Mechonas Giluach Ba'alocha, written by someone, Rabbi Yudah Feifer Shlita. That's Yisrael. Chavrim, someone I know personally, he has a whole sefer, even have like a printing of it. So in there, he discusses a lot of Arichas Disugyas. He brings in the history. The first shavers came out when the Chavetz Chaim related to them, discussed them in 1894. Electric shavers. Had the first electricity came out. Let's make a shaver. That was like sounded like the first thing, a light bulb, a shaver. I was like, what else? They couldn't think of anything else. I mean, 1894. I didn't know electricity existed then. So then by the time they got to the 30s, the 40s, it was full-blown used, and it was being used from its beginning, it seems, by Yehudim. It was being used right away. They grabbed it, they used it. And it's been used for more than 100 years, so let's understand that. It's very clear in perspective that in terms of Minig Yisrael, if you want, there definitely was a tremendous movement. But the Chavetz Chaim wrote a letter against it for it, is what to discuss. But they used it, and we have to understand why they used it. But right now, some of the places said, the Chazanish said, I'm not masking to it. It's a problem. It cuts down. It's the derech. It's a problem. So therefore, there's a problem. So the Milchus Yitzchak, basically the same ideas. And he brings, maybe Rotzi Pesach Frank at a tshuva, Pesach Frank at a tzvi, but there he discusses that it went not to push it on the face, that the guard blocks it from touching the skin. The effect is, it sounds like he's saying the effect is different. So maybe that is about who's going to know, push it, don't push it. Yeah, no. He struggles with it. He doesn't really come out with a hat. He brings up Moshe Sternbuch Shlita, who does also put it down in a way, but he basically says that if you're going to have something which is there to be mashtas, you have an issue. Chazanish, he also, I think, had many discussions with the Chazanish that he heard from him or so on. No, this is the issue. Then
why is it not Mispran Kentah? They're holding that it's not Mispran Kentah.
Well, let's see.
What after the Rishayim that say Mispran Kentah?
Chazmuta. So Mispran Kentah, like I said, you have, if you learn Rashi, that Samach L'Basa means it goes up into the
right,
Basa.
That's Rashi, we have a Machlech Tushayin in here. So.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, so you're
going to... Why are they all going
with one? There's no, the part. They don't really mention it so much in this way. The Rivan says, B'tzad Iker, that Misparayim, and Misparayim now we know means Misparayim Keintar. It doesn't, not Mashkas Ketar. It's not B'tzad Iker like a Tar, it's further away. But if you're going to have the same effect, and it's a Derech that way, the Chum Sefer says, that's a Tar. So Pnei de Behuda's son, right? Printed Pnei de Behuda. That's a tar. So they're saying that if you're getting the same, if you Mispran Kentah has to be different. Taisus and Nazir also. Taisus and Shuas is based on, like I said, clearly shows that Giluach Vash Melakivin is going to be a different effect than Mispran Kentah. Taisus and Nazir is the matzel. Taisus and Nazir, like you said, if there's a Mispran Kentah is mashkas. Now I don't know if you take a scissor. And you want to cut out a tweezer, take a scissor, and you try to be mashkas it to the shoyrish, you might end up with stitches. How do you take a scissor, no matter how small, and start cutting into that follicle and grab it? I don't know, how do you do it? It's very hard.
It's called a shaver.
Okay. Right? It's called a shaver.
They figured it out.
But Taisa is the right. Taisa says, what's a Mispram Kentar? It's Mashkis Mikari like a tar. So
if, the razor. How does the razor get inside?
Oh, so a razor pushes down the skin, right? So if you're going to say that with a scissor, you're pushing down the skin, that gets into what we mentioned in the Ritva, the Shulchan Aruch. Use the bottom of the scissor. If you're using the bottom of the scissor only, but that's a razor still. It gets in, it applies pressure onto the skin, perhaps pushing up.
Basically saying the Mispran Kentah of Taisus, the other shooter, is not the derech.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. This is going into, if you want to see, there's a long tshuva from, tshuva is called Kol Mevaser. Long tshuva, very long tshuva, two tshuvas. Maybe 70 Aleph, I don't remember. He discusses this issue that you, that Tosis wants to say Misperayim Kein Tar is going to be Mashkas Mikoroi. So you, in that sugya, because it's a bit tedious and complicated now, but it would come out that Misperayim Kein Tar is mutter on the face. So he says that's because it wasn't the derech. But if it would be the derech, it would be aser. If you take something which is the derech to do it, it would be aser. But Tosis says that it's mashkas. Okay, you're right. So Tosis would say, even if it's mashkas, he's good. So shave is good. I be machalak derech and not derech. Say something else. But my, of Shlomo Zalman and Minchas Shloima and it's in Chelik Beisim and Zayin also. I think it's Oizvav. Shlomo Zalman says, the Rishon Lishon, listen. I have a Gemara that says Giluach v'ashchasa is aser. L'chayra shaver fits the criteria. So I don't know what to tell you. He goes, handles a little bit more in there. He says, Ein biyadi lo lahatav lo l'iser. That's what he says. Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Ozner, the Chazon Ish, and Kovitz Chuvis, Avol Yashiv, interesting tshuva. Chelik, I think it's Chelik Alf Simon Lama Beis. He says, you want to know about shavers? He quotes word for word the Gemara. That's basically what he does. No. That's what you're right. Then he brings a Chavetz Chaim wrote the Meshinkalach, whatever. That's his whole tshuva. You know, that's it. So, you know, and then Moshe Sternbuch also in his tshuva later on. But, you know, it's not something which is coming out of nowhere. You know, you read the sugyas, it seems to be fitting in. You know, but that's the issue over here. What do we do now? How do we understand Minig Yisrael? And now, Minig Yisrael, you could say like this. Someone at Taina, let's say that the old shavers, they didn't do a good job. Old shavers, this is one of those, old shavers that they were matir, they didn't do what were they ready. They're probably not very sophisticated. They didn't know how to make them, you know. Probably. So that didn't do the job, didn't cut deep. But today, they have all these fancy shavers and tiny microscreens and lifting cuts. And even before these things came out, they were high-powered and did a great job. You can see people's faces are smooth. No problem. It's for sure a problem. They would have been mechalek. It's not so simple. In the Sefer, I told you, we quoted before, this country's Sefer Mechanes Giluach, but he brings that from the Tkufas of in the 60s, 50s, 40s, it says that it was very smooth. It does say that the shave was a smooth shave, the kemeshi or something, or ainish mashe klal, seir klal or klal, and therefore it's mashe. That it wasn't, no, it was, they were matter that, or gedoyim saw it. Rav Moshe Sternbuch brings that he heard, not from the Chaim Moiser, he heard, obviously from a reliable source, that Chaim Moiser was matter them also. Doesn't go into nimukim why, but Chaim Moiser was semach on it, and then Malak, different place, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's brought that the Velta Samach on the Shmua from Rav Chaim Moiser, or the Psak from Rav Chaim Moiser, that Sheva is a mutter. Without going into whys, the Sheva is a mutter. So, okay, the Minig Yisrael, as we know, has been since they came out to be matter it. In light of the fact, like we said, if you read a Chassam Sofer, you would not think that way, and if you read a Nedib Yehuda, you would not think that way, and you read a Sugi, you would not think that way. There is a Tosis and Nazir, but that Tosis and Nazir you can deal with, like I said. Maybe he's talking. I personally think, because it's so such a hard thing to do, I think Tosis is talking about Zug means a tweezer, really. I think Tosis says a Zug is Mashkas Meikari because you pull it out. So that's what, when the guy with that Sugi, that would work. That Togum is Parayim that cuts to the Shoresh, because the Mesparayim can't cut to the Shoresh. They get to a razor, the shaver, right? They get to a shaver. They found a way that a scissor, if it's a scissor, you'll have to see it soon. Is a shaver a scissor? Is a shaver a razor? Let's see. Now, okay, so let's understand. We pretty much presented over here that the Doyle that asked that the one who wrote Shuvas for us and explained to us why they matter, they're not come with Kanois, not come with Pashat Sugi Faket, the Matriach defined as Berim. Why it's matter? They're not. Some say that Osir. Rav Ozner just says Osir. You know, just very stark Chazanish. That way, some are Rav Shlomo Zalman sort of stayed away. He said, you know, I can't tell you what to do. Rabbi Yashiv, and he spoke to one of Tamidim. He was never happy with any of it. So let's see now. Let's understand now. Shad the Shmaya Heter. What's the Heter? Two. There's a few. There's Yedua. The Dovi Yedua Mikol Tamid Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal that he was matured. It's a Dovi Yedua and doesn't need to be. The only thing is why didn't he write a tshuva on it? I heard that too. I spoke to Talmid and one said he held that you don't need to write a tshuva because it's so pasha that it's mutter. That's it. It's so pasha that it's mutter. So what's the right tshuva? I is the Gemara. So you read the Gemara. It's mutter. Mesparim kein taz shulchan aruch over shulchan aruch. Mesparim kein taz mota. This is mesparim kein taz mota. So what's everybody having such a hard time with? I think that's what he probably held. But he speaks this different uschayis and Tamina understood from him what he said, what he discussed, why it's mota. We're going to say two versions in Ramosha why it was mota. There are other tshuvas. Interesting. The tshuvas from on this side of the ocean, you have on the poiskim. Did say mutter, but if you look carefully in them, there's different reasons why. You had even Machsidus Shapoyski, you had the Divya Yatsiv, and then you have the Benson Steif and the Mishnah Alochis, and that's from the Machsidus Shapoyski, that were matter. And then you have, and then you go on, you have Henkin as a Chuvah to be matter, of written Chuvahs. Do you have written Chuvahs to be matter? The question is why they were matter. If you look at Av Henkin's Chuvah, it's in Britain, Gruvis Elio. They have a new printed recently his Chuvas in his farm. In there, if you look, he writes that it seems to write that the blade doesn't touch the skin. He said there's a guard, so there's a guard, and the blade's not touching the skin. The blade's not touching the skin, so why should it be Osir? The Osir is to use a tar that cuts, but he doesn't discuss the Taitsa. He doesn't discuss the, even though it seems to be that smooth, yeah, from him. He knew the Matzias Fashtetzah. He just says it's not touching the skin. So it's not touching the skin, and it's going to be Mutter. So, that's the question, do we touch the skin, do we not touch the skin? They're very soft and they're also very, you know, you touch them, they push in. They push right the not the blade, but the guard is very soft. It's a hard piece of metal, but it's movable. I don't know if the blades don't touch the skin. We'll see. The blades often could touch the skin. That's one. The Divyatsi also says, I looked at it. He says, I see there's a guard there. I didn't know the Torah asked such a thing. There's a guard that you're not touching. He seems to also say there's a break between. That's what he says it. Now, so I don't know if that fits exactly what we're trying comfortably. We want to look for uncomfortable. Chlor, why is it mutter? So now, the first version from Ramosha, and this would fit more into Mishnah Halachas. Again, not to mark the Mishnah Halachas, but the first Mahalach, you could say from Ramosha, is as follows. The reason why it's going to be mutter is because of Ramosha Feinstein, that the Maskonas HaGemara is that you have to be Mashchis with a tar. If you're Mashchis with a scissor, that's not the action of Ashchasa, which the Torah was talking about. Forget the Chassam Sofer, not the Chassam Sofer, okay? Obviously not. You have to take, if you're taking a scissor, and even if the effect is the same, Mispram can tell Taisis in Nazir, it's Mashchis, Kepshutai. But if you do a scissor action and you don't do a tar action, the Torah wasn't talking about that. This is a Nusach, which the Talmidim, quite a few say over from Moshe. So it's a very good question. So if you have something spinning on its own and it would cut by itself, so the question is the Matzias seems to be the being boidik from that it would seem that it needs to have the hair goes into the guard and the knife comes and presses it against the guard and slices it. That's what it seems to be. It works with a dual action. Dual action is not a shchasa. Clear. Choik. The Torah said tar. You read the Gemara tar, and the Mishnah says tar. It means tar. It doesn't mean. When it says misperaim, it means that the Gepoys even misperaim ke'ain tar. And the effect is to be the same. Even though Yisrael Mishnah don't say that way. Quite a few. And the Sugi and Nazir later on with the Yul Bash is mashed away. It has to be a misperaim. That's how I heard over from Tamidim that this is the Nusach or the Moshe. It has to be misperaim. Now, however, he did test it. That I heard also from Kama Vakama, that Moshe would take the blade out and test the blade if it's sharp. Now, I would hope that all the blades are sharp, right? If they're not sharp, then I don't know what the face is going to look like. It has to be sharp because it's going to grind if it's not sharp. Or maybe when it's not so sharp and goes high speed, it gets to sharp. But if it's very sharp, the cut by itself, Ramosha was worried that it's going to go onto the skin on its own, and you don't need to have the guard. As a matter of fact, someone showed me a study that they said if the knife, the way it works is that the shavers, they cut with a dual action, but if the blade is very sharp, it could cut by itself. In other words, then the hair would go in, it would just slice it on the skin. And there's even the companies themselves show that sometimes the hair could just be sliced on its own with the blade. So Ramosha was concerned that it shouldn't be sharp enough to cut on its own. You take it out, test it, and dull the blade. Heinemann, I think, always tells to make sure the blade is dull. If it's too sharp, dull it a little bit. Take a stone or something and make it dull. Then you need a dual action. For dual action, it's a mispiraim. Either the effect is the same. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. You learn the suganag tachsam sefer, or learn the chsam sefer differently. Or learn the rebbe differently. Could be. But go with Tosfos and Ozer. They don't quote Tosfos and Ozer.
Why should we care how sharp it is if it's not there?
Because if it's very sharp, it'll cut on its own. Why is it not maisatar?
Maisatar goes against the skin.
It does. No, the here goes in. If it's very fast, so then it hits it before.
It's not the friction of the skin and the blade. It's a friction of the blade and the blade.
But it's close enough to be on a shpasa. It's sharp enough.
It's not
a
maisatar.
Why is it not a maisatar? Oh, no, a spinning tire. Moshe would say is a tire. If you take a tire and you spin it, they have even today electric razors. I think, it's not Gillette or something. We don't. Obviously, it's a real razor. I heard this from a guy that maybe you plug it in, but it's a real razor. I didn't see it, but it maybe has a little bit of a vibration that makes it even better or smoother or something or other. It's not a tire. You sit there with a knife and cutting it. So I must say, if it's very sharp, you can hit a root. You can hit the thing that's being mashlas mamish. Make sure it's dull enough that you can have a dual action. Who's to take the achrayus on himself and know when you yotze the not sharpness? I don't know how. There's no mesayra on that. But I'm comforted, so to speak, when you look in the Shulchan Aruch and he says that don't use the bottom of the scissor if it's very sharp. You know, make sure you cut together, because the bottom one, when it's very sharp, might be a problem, unless it's not so sharp. So make sure it's not sharp. So you see that the Tumas Adeshin gave the okay, saying make sure it's not too sharp. I don't know when the yotze that. I would be nervous, but I've tried them. You take out a hair and you take a blade of a regular shave and you press it. You see that it's not going. Even something, rub it a little bit from side to side, push the hair. It's not getting it. You know, it needs pressure. So you could see already that if it'll be a razor, it would just slice it. Usually razor slice. So that's
You don't have to check when it's on.
No, first see. When you check it out, it's on. You won't know. You put it on your hand and take off over here a little bit to see, or put on ink. They used to take ink and They take ink sometimes and see. It's a chaznish that you see that it would mamish take away ink, since it's cutting right into the skin, so it's like a tie. That was one of the Vosner brings that it would be cutting into the skin. But Ramosha said that if it's not sharp enough, it's working as a scissor. If it's working as a scissor, you're done. Mutter, that's what seems to be the Messiah that's over from Ramosha. Some say another word that it grinds the hair. It's not cutting the hair, it's grinding the hair of Rav Shurkin as a sefer, where he said that's what, I don't know if he, Ramosha told him that, we understood that from Ramosha, I'm not sure, but that's what, that was another malach. But let's put that malach aside. We have Mispiraim Ke'entar. Mispiraim Ke'entar, Ramosha says, means if you cut like a scissor, razor, it's nice, smooth shave. If it worked like a scissor and it didn't work like a tar, you're good. Okay? Either sugya, the rishayim, and everything. Kol Tosfos and Nazir. It doesn't seem so geshmak to be machriya. First, different shittas in the rishayim what kein tar means. That sounds like some cold kein tar has to be a different effect. Plus, go against some of the achrayim who learned the sugya that whatever accomplishes the job of kiluach vashchas is aser. Have to say no. It has to be a tar, and the mispareim kein tar is mot, even if it does the same effect as a tar. It sounds a bit of a hachra, big hachra, you know. You want to say matzdik min ha'goyim, that's better. You know, you have but to take that as a derech hamelech is okay. Let's say, you know, if a person's comfortable with that, then good. You have a lot of achrayim. But the argument of Moshe, like we said, they not only tamidim who say b'shmoy, but they wrote down exactly what his reasons were, and it's pretty convincing. You know, so, do we have anything else which is could be more solid? Or, again, not arguing on Moshe. Maybe it's what Moshe meant, also. And that is, this is a Matthias question. For one place where Moshe Tamach writes in the Tshuva, he said that Baal Tshuva have told him, or a Baal Tshuva told him, that one of the hardest things, or a difficulty in coming from, was the changing from a razor to a shaver. It's hard, not the same thing. Not the same. A razor is a razor, and a shaver is a shaver, and it's not doimit. You can't say the effect is the same. So that would already hearing that was okay. That maybe there is a difference. We said mispareim kein tar means it's different than a tar. Maybe the reason why it feels different is because it's not really getting, even a shaver, it's not mamish getting to the root. It's cutting all the hair. Maybe cutting all the hair, you can even see kemat. even if you go close. But there is a root in there, which is you didn't get. You only got betzad ikr. You didn't get to the. You didn't get. You got samach leikr. That's what Rashi says. It's samach leikr, but not the ikr. Maybe this is the difference. So, in fact, I spoke to I got on the phone. I spoke to a guy. But today I wanted to see. I called a businessman. I knew that maybe the guy said, "I know a guy who I can speak to about, you know, Masiach Vitum." He says, "Here, this guy sitting next to a guy." So he gave me a guy, but a guy who sounded professional. And I discussed with him. I'm doing a study, and I said, "Is there a difference between a tar, a shaver, and a electric shaver, and a razor?" And he told me, absolutely didn't know where I'm coming from, you know, what I'm asking for about. He said, there's no question, there's a difference as clear as could be. He says he's taken shavers and used razors compared, he said he spent $250, $300 on shavers. And he says, it's not the same. And he told me this, he's asking me all the hadracha, you know, when he's with the razor and this and that. You know, he's like, explain, you know. I did always, whatever. So when you use a shaver, so you have to be careful, the ingrown hair and that, whatever it is. So, this, you know, he told me that. I said, what happened? Forget this Gillette, some of this Gillette type of shaver, which is really the excellent razor that is. I said, forget it. You go into a pharmacy, take off a Bic razor, a regular razor off the shelf, a cheap, simple. Is that better or worse than a electric shaver? He said, for sure it's better. For sure it's better. You feel the difference? It goes, it's a better effect. We don't know it, but Rav Shto said from Bajit home, there's a difference. Is Memela. It's Mimela. Yeah. So, if that's the case, so maybe here there's a difference. Maybe we could say, even though you look, could be it's the same. And maybe, but maybe the word has to be that Misparayim Kein Tar, which you have to have a real Ashchasa. The fact is that after Achrik Echles HaKol, the effect is different. And maybe this is what Moshe meant himself. When Moshe said that if you're going to have a blade which is dull enough, and it's going to be, the effect is going to be a little bit different, that's called Misparayim Kein Tar. Moshe understood that the effect is going to be different. He said, it doesn't just mean a chayk, arguing on the Chassam Sofer, and arguing on the Behuda, and arguing on what comes out from the Rishonim. It goes with the Rishonim. It has to be a little bit different. But who says what's called different? The Torah says don't use a razor. What does a razor do? Because a similar study showed me a razor, mamish. I don't know exactly how it works, but it presses down, and maybe because of the skin, it angles up the roots in the right way, and it really gets down to the oimik, where a razor cuts it along. A regular shaver cuts it along the guard. It does say if it's very sharp, then it will, like I said, it will cut. And there have been the different cameras, and they put into there, and there are pictures of them cutting right onto the skin. Now, It could be that the feed the mahaloch, that the effect is different. Besides Shal Davar, let's say a person takes a razor and cuts with a razor, takes a hair and cuts it a millimeter away from his skin. You say, oh, you're over bitar. I wasn't over bitar. I didn't cut it on my face. I didn't cut it to the root. Doesn't say you're not allowed to hold a razor to your face. It says you can't take a razor and be mashchis with it. So it could be, I don't know, if you're having this thing, the whole idea is pressing hard against the skin. A razor which hits directly the skin. This is a limud schus. I'm not saying that we should be saying machan this way, because now I'm going all the way, not entirely to matina, everything. I don't want to say that either. Like I said, I'm not being machriya. But someone just buys anything, uses anything, doesn't make a cheshbon. So it could be that if you have a razor which is spinning and it hits the skin, but it doesn't do the job when a person takes a real razor and presses it down and cuts like that. That really does the effect. When you press the skin, there's a pressure, and it does whatever it does. It's just the skin, little skin bumps into that little hole in the razor and gives it a slice. And that's why the effect is different. Like you said, even a $300 razor, he says, a shaver, I feel the difference. Maybe that $300 shaver maybe had very sharp blades, but he feels the difference because it doesn't get to the shavish like it should. Now, so ayotzim edvareinu, lefi this, there's two major understandings to be matter to explain Rav Moshe's heter. Rav Moshe did not write a tshuva. It's yidua mufursnei was matter. The minhag olam, we know what we know in general, is to be either try to make the blades dull, bring it to a rav, check if it's sharp. Usually, just to buy anything off the shelf is not advisable, because that already is already considered, even by Tamid Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe did not do. He tested the blades. He made sure that they're not sharp. The lift and cut idea, why there are so many, say, lift and cut, they don't touch, is because there's that, if you have a sword, you take, if anyone has one, or bought one and took it out, there's a main blade, there's a smaller blade that rests against it, and I think as it goes through, this little one sort of grabs onto the hair gently, not enough to cut it, gives it a slight cut, but then the, because it's caught onto that little blade, it gets pulled more out of the root, and then it, and then the bigger blade comes and hits it. So it seems to go even a closer shave, because you pull the hair even more. Does that mean you got to the root yet? I don't know. But they're ready to be choishes. Your mom is getting to the root. That means there are choishes for the effect. Not pshat and matirim are not choishes for the effect of the shave. They are worried. The effect is going to be the same as a razor, which makes everything much more understandable. We were saying and bringing that if you're going to have a shaver, if you're going to have a shaver, which is mesprem kein tar, gets the exact same effect from the Rivan, from Rashi, from Tosis, from the Rosh, from Sugis, it's Masha, it's a problem to get the same effect. So they say, if you lift and cut, perhaps has the same effect. A very sharp blade may get the same effect also. So therefore, make sure the blades are, blades are dull. If the blades are dull, it's a scissor. It still may be Mashkes? No, we said, once it's a scissor, the effect is different. I'm putting these two things together. The effect is different. If the effect is different, that's not Misparayim, that's not a tar, it's Misparayim Kein tar. And perhaps even the Chasam Sofer would have been mata that. Because he says, you need Giluach Vashchasa, and that's not a Shchasa. It's not a Shchasa yet. So we turn everything full circle. Could be the Chasam Sofer and the Yehuda, I'll be mattering it. Because our shavers are not what, as I said, it's smooth and it's excellent, but the hezbah for that would be as we said. So in summary, to summarize, is it a dover borer that, of course, now I understand shavers are 100% mutter because the effect is different. I don't know where the gvulis are. What's called the root? What's called ashchasa? Maybe it's true a razor gets super deep, but maybe anything which is smooth that you don't see anything left is also. I don't know. Torah said you cut that you don't see anything. Where's the shear? I don't know, but you could definitely say one thing. I do know. Torah said a tar. Tar effect cuts down to the very root. Says the machmirim, anything which is the derech to be mashkes is aser, which includes a tar or chamsayv misparayim, and say the machmirim or the oisrim. I'd rather say not the machmirim, because I don't think it's a chumrah. I think it's just two ways of looking at it. The oisrim, which are many gedolei Yisrael, starting kiyudu from the chazanish and on, they said if you're going to have a derech lahashkes, which means that there's nothing left, that's aser. And that's the Yisrim. The Matirim, which is basically Bereshim, Moshe, and Mishnah also says if it's Misparayim, it's good, but it doesn't Marachon enough for us. So if you're going to go and say that if the effect is in fact different, one way, or let's not rely on Goyim and Shmuis and things like that, that's not a way of passing. I'm not passing because of what a Goy told me, obviously. But facts seem to be that way. Facts seem to be that they're different. So that could be the Pshat of Moshe Mate, or Stam, the way the Talmidim say over. Rabbi Moshe said, Atar and not a Misparayim, period. If it's too sharp, it's a tar. If it's not sharp, it's Misparayim. Fredish can kashas. The effect is the same, the effect is not the same. That mahalach for me is a very big chiddush. To say that I don't care about the effect, I just care if it's Misparayim or not. I don't see that being a comfortable way to saying it's Peseder, you know, that way. I'd much rather the other way say the effect is different. What people are annoying, I know that many are annoying, many, not many at all. They use cream, you know, that's one. But another way is a trimmer. I'm saying if you want to be annoying, to have a clean face, the person doesn't want to grow a beard. So he uses a trimmer, not the best thing, but it works, gets the job done. Maybe it's not the best and the neatest, but that's for sure. That's a misparayim. As Cain tired, the effect is different. That's the other way. If a person uses a razor, a shaver, like many, there's one more step above that. The person really interested in just being parish from the shilas. In Eretz Yisrael, there's something called Machon Tzomet. It's a technological institution where they make things to be mahadir, with refrigerators on Shabbat, all these things, all types of gadgets and things. So they took the guard, and it's a little bit thicker. They made special thicker that doesn't get to the face. It's a shave, not the best, but it does. It's clearly different. That's a third way. And then you go the next way, is you're going to use a shaver like most do. They most avoid lift and cut if they can, and they take it to check if it's sharp, if it's the Rav who will do that, you know, to check sharp, it's a scissor action. If it's a scissor action, I'm going to matter the scissor action, either because chayk, he matter the scissor action, or because what we're saying now, because the effect is different together with the scissor action, and that's why it's mutter. That's the next dargah. So, we said the Shmai, I think we presented that stadim, and let's not forget that even of Henkin who matter it, he discussed the beauty of a zake and the beauty of a tzur of Yehudi. That's something which is already hashkafa. All brought it in. Some said the Moshe didn't want to write a tshuva because he didn't want to write a tshuva saying don't have a beard. You know, they didn't want the Moshe said Yiddish tzur chazanish. That's already in the darga of hashkafa. Something to keep in mind. That's a havdo ben amim, and it's something else which is a shein ezach. A person has sveikus. He says, you know, always thinking about should I have a beard, not a beard. The big shaila. It's a big shaila toot stadim. Big daily stroll on both sides, and it's a beautiful sugya to understand. And Shbizeche, Agda Taru La Adir La Sukh Shmai Saliba de Hilchasa.
People are saying, why should we reckon with that?